Peter, that was tight in the end. You probably felt like that injury time would never end, 6 minutes of it.
Yeah, we were shouting at the referee there to blow it up because we were hanging on for dear life. We didn't play very well in the second half, but when it came down to it, we brought on our good subs and they got the points at the end, you know.
Yeah, I was about to say, like, I mean, you would have felt in a very good position having been a point up at half time, you know, having played into a very stiff breeze out here.
Yeah, the breeze was very, very strong. We went 4 points down and obviously it was a lot of hard work, but we knuckled down and we started won the kickouts and we took it from there and we got our points. We were done point over up at half time. We were delighted. We thought, yeah, with the one on our back, play some good football and we'll get our points, but unfortunately that didn't materialise, as you saw.
Yeah, it was kind of like Roscommon sort of changed their game up a bit and started to run at you a little bit more, and that changed things.
Yeah, definitely it did. We found it hard to get out of our own half. We found it hard to get ball under our forwards, and when we did, we were unfortunate because the ball was coming all down the right hand side of the pitch. Yeah. And this was very hard to score from the right hand side because the breeze was blowing across the pitch.
Yeah.
So we did struggle there from that perspective.
Yeah, when you were turning around the game, I mean, I have to say it, your control of the kick out in the first half was huge. That was really important.
Yeah, John and Tardin all muddled them very well. They're very good. They're good midfielders, and we knew they were going to go long with all their kicks, so we had worked on that and planned for it.
Yeah, and look, it's a great situation to be in. I mean, I know it won't get the same coverage as the likes of tomorrow's game in Croke Park or anything, but still, an All-Ireland final taking on either Dublin or Tyrone, that's a huge occasion for you.
Yeah, it's fantastic. You know, there's a lot of players in the team maybe wouldn't have been at county level throughout their career, so it gives them a great opportunity to play that level and play with county players who had previously played with the county team and done well.
Yeah,
so it's a great opportunity for them guys.
Yeah, well, that's it. Like, because, I mean, I suppose a lot of guys, you know, whether you've played before or you haven't, I'm guessing the passion for wearing the county jersey never goes away.
Definitely not. Most of the players here, if you go to Donegal game, you'll see them at them cheering them on, so it's nice that they're still playing for the county themselves, and you see their families here supporting them, you know, it's great.
Yeah, and then on a personal level as well too, to be still involved and playing with a decent standard of football, like, you know, that must be good too. Like.
Yeah, the standard is quite good. Yeah, the players, I will say they're slower, but these are all good players with good brains, good footballing brains, you know, they read the game well, so, you know, what they might lack for speed, they make up for in their head, you know, so it's just not as easy as people think.